Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we are so delighted to come into your homes and wherever our voice is heard, your automobiles, wherever you are. We praise God for what he is doing in this season, and we thank God for you, you, and you, and all of those that are chiming in today. My God, what a wonderful weekend. What a wonderful weekend. What a blessed weekend. What a beautiful weekend. What gorgeous weather we had over the weekend. The Lord just blessed us so much, praise the Lamb of God, as we celebrated another year of life. OMG, what a wonderful time with family, children. Oh, my God, I just can't tell you. I just can't tell you how good God is when it relates. You have to experience some of that when it comes down to the mighty workings of God and how awesome, how just awesome God is, praise the Lamb of God. As it relates to being able to allow you to enjoy what he has placed around you. My goodness gracious, I tell you, all of my grandchildren, just everybody was, oh, and you know, it's my son's birthday too, so that collided, and we just had just an awesome time together fellowshipping. I tell you, it was beautiful. It was wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God for each of you that's here today. You're chiming in. You're calling in. Praise God for you, saints of God. Hallelujah. Those of you that are listening to my voice and you want to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so. Area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for our intercessors that were on prayer duty last night. Thank you so much for meeting there. Praise God. I did get the confirmation of you all being on the call. So I just thank God for our intercessors. Praise God. Our administrators, those that work our page for us and make sure that things are posted properly and things are in order. I just want to thank God for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's an awesome thing to have some people around you that are capable, that are efficient and sufficient. Praise the Lamb of God in that they do. Hallelujah. And surely we have been blessed to have those type of people around us. And I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, I don't know what is going on, praise the Lamb, but I tell you this, I am happy and blessed to just have so much love about me and around me today. Praise the Lord. Now, people of God, y'all know Bertha had a birthday. Boy, oh boy, my son had a birthday. And then I found out that Bertha and her son was born both on May 31st. And people, that's just awesome, man. You know, that's just an awesome thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, it excites me to see stuff like that. Praise God. All right, I'm ready for our intercessors to light up now. I don't see no ones pushed. Where is granddaughters and Ophelia's and Sylvia's and nobody's pushing one today? What is going on here? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ophelia!
Hi, Apostle. How are you?
I'm fine. What is wrong with you all? Y'all don't want to talk to me today? What is going on here?
No, just waiting for your cue when you gave it.
Waiting for the cue? Y'all don't normally wait for the cue. Y'all cue me. Hey, Sylvia.
Hey, prophet. How are you?
I'm trying to lead the prophet out here in the water by himself today.
Never alone.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you girls. How was your weekend? Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right. How was church service? How was y'all services? Were they blessed?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
We usually have Bible study and we worship through the entire service. We had no worry with total worship.
Really? Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. It was something like he just went into a prophetic flow and gave communion. Yeah, that's happened in our service on this past Sunday.
And we had a special guest, too. We had Shayna Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Shayna Wilson with you all. Oh,
yeah, she came with us, sang with us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Shayna Wilson was there. Oh, my goodness. Granddaughter, is this you?
This is me.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm happy today. You know, they lift the curse off my car so I can go get my plates now. The curse is lifted. I can be driving by this evening to Bible class tonight.
Amen.
Possible I might be driving the Bible class tonight. Praise the Lord. It's just
Amen. Wonderful.
They lift the curse. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so excited about that. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord.
Definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Again, people of God, let me just officially say thank you to each and every one of you who, posted something in regards and response to my birthday, I just want to tell you thank you for the love. Thank you for the text messaging, the inboxes, whatever expression that came forth. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to say thank you. And to those that were able to give me something, thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. And then to those that were not able, I love you anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. No one owes me anything, praise the Lamb of God, but to love me. And that's the same thing that we owe each other according to Scripture. God has gifted me and blessed me in so many ways with so many. When I really think about really people of God, with no boasting how gifted I am when it comes down to just the use of my mind and the various hats I wear and can wear, and the things that I do in interacting, and even when it's new waters I have never been in before, God has given me a wisdom and a way to do things, praise the Lamb of God. And I just bless God for that. I just thank God for the spiritual giftings that I have also, that I'm able to be a blessing to the household of faith. And I just praise God for it. I really do. I just thank and praise God for it. Hallelujah. And some of you make sacrifices all year long, all around the clock. Praise the Lamb of God. Even in your prayers, just mentioning my name before the Lord. All of these are blessings to me that I don't overlook. Praise the Lamb of God. Not this. Thank God for each of you, each of you, each of you. Praise God. Boy, oh boy, what some spiritual posts that jumped out of my spirit this morning. Praise the Lamb of God, as I posted on the page of PSMI, Praise the Lamb of God, which some of you can't get. You're not a member of the page because that's a private group. But then on my public page, Praise the Lamb of God, even, that God is working in the unseen, Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, shaping that shall manifest and that shall be seen, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just want you to know, people of God, that what you go through, your trials, your tribulations, and this, that, and another, helps prepare you for what God has for you. I'm telling you, it helps prepare you for what God has for you, because you wouldn't be able to handle what God is going to do in this season without him preparing you for it, without you going through some stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. And you got to be able to take it. You got to be able to take it. Hallelujah. It's toughen you and strengthen you and not weaken you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And as you grow stronger and you can bear more, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to see that some of the stuff that's going to transpire in this season, you're going to be able to handle it like a champ and run on with your blessings, shouting hallelujah at the good thing God is going to be doing in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that with you all today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to prayer. Hallelujah. We got our intercessors here, boy, and that is just, I tell you, I just get excited. These women of God and these men of God are some of the prayingest people you will ever try to meet in your whole life. Praise the Lamb of God. They are some of the prayingest people, and we thank God for their prayer life. My God, we just thank God for the prayers of the righteous today, and they are just lined up right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who are sick, shut in, going through, praise the Lamb. I want you to know that God is able to do anything. Praise the Lamb of God. There's nothing God can't do. And always remember that God has the first word and the last word over your life, because you are a child of God. Praise the Lamb of God. All my sons and daughters, all of you that's connected to me, you are blessed today. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care. I don't care what they said. I don't care what they sent. I don't care. Praise the Lamb. I don't care what a doctor said. I don't care. Praise the Lamb of God. You are blessed beyond measure, and even the more God is going to bless you. Just watch what the prophet tells you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, I don't care. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know what God has spoken, and I know he's speaking this over your life, praise the Lamb of God, and it shall come to pass. The name
of
Yeshua, praise the Lamb of God, it shall come to pass. And I mean that, praise the Lamb of God, from the depths of my heart. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, this look like, y'all just give me a minute, I got to open this mic. You know I got to open this mic because this is Prophet Daryl Saunders. I know this number.
Make
is
him pray.
God?
Make him pray.
He can't even
make
talk.
Pray.
He's left. Prophet Daryl, is that you?
Well, all the
pops. All is well, Prophet Daryl. All is well. I tell you, it's a wonderful day in Zion today. I'm happy, man. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm happy. I'm smiling. I'm cheesing here, boy. They didn't lift the curse off my car. I can go get my plates, man. I'm happy. Yeah.
I know that's why.
So I have no qualms with nobody at the moment. You know what I mean? Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, we're going to go to prayer right now. I said we're going to prayer right now, right now. All right? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Athelia is going to lead us, praise the Lamb of God, into prayer right now. I want her to take about 5 minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. Then Sylvia is going to take five. Praise the Lamb of God. Then I'm going to hold granddaughter back a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God until a little bit later because we got something special for her to pray over. And that's the way we're going to do it today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's the way I want it done. Amen. So, Athelia, you come on now and lead us. And then after you, praise the Lamb of God, Sylvia is going to come. And then we're going to go further in the name of Jesus. We're praying for all of you now. Come on, daughter.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Put praise on your lips. Hallelujah. Let us saturate this atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory unto my Father. Glory unto my Jesus. Glory unto you, Father God, O merciful King. We call upon the blood of our Jehovah. We call upon our blood of Almighty God in the name of Jesus to saturate this phone line right now, Father God, touching every mind, every soul, every spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we cast out every worldly thinking right now in the name of Jesus. We move from the outer court into the inner court right now in the name of Jesus. We give our Lord and Savior his complete attention in the name of Jesus. We can go into the holies of holies in the name of Jesus where our Father, hallelujah, can commune with us in the magnified name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for this opportunity. We repent our sins and ask for forgiveness in the magnified name of Jesus. We thank you for your mercy and your grace on our lives on this day, God. We give you glory and honor. We exalt your name. We acknowledge you who you are, and we adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto you, Father God. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, standing before our brothers and sisters, Father God, those who may or may not know your name, Father God. We are pleading the blood of Jesus over their lives right now. Oh, merciful King, Father God, we ask you to saturate the lands, Father God, and every community represented on this phone line right now, Father God.
Yes,
touch
God.
Every person, Father God, that's in the elements, Father God, that is not protected by the elements, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to cover them, Father God. We ask you to put the blood of Jesus over them, Father God. We ask them to hold on, Father God. Send your rescuing angels unto them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Keep them warm and comfortable, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. Nourish them, Father God. Keep their feet off the ground, Father God. Protect them. them in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. You are the healer. You are the sustainer and the redeemer, Father God. Nothing can be unless you will it to be, Father God. So we thank you even now for all those healing people in the hospital. We thank you for those who have a new lease on life. We thank you for those who were signed off, Father God, who is now sitting up in their bed, Father God.
Yes, sir.
For those who were given 6 months, Father God, now in 6 years they're still walking around, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, because only you can do it, Father God, only by your power and by your authority in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, merciful King Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, the doctors may went to school, Father God, and acquired knowledge, Father God, but they forgot in the process they were only assisting you, Father God. They don't have the last say, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for the fresh wind of life that's going through every room, Father God, every corridor of the hospital, Father God, every corridor, Father God, the nursing home, Father God, the convalescent home, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, we thank you for the healing that's coming forth, Father God, and the healing that already has come, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. We thank you for going into the prison walls, Father God, and taking back the souls that were stolen from your children, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. We thank you that their mind is on Jesus. We thank you that you have renewed their heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. We thank you for favor and mercy over their life, Father God. We thank you for the love and compassion, Father God, for those who rule over them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the atmosphere that you have shifted, Father God. We thank you for the blessing that goes throughout the land, Father God, into the soil, Father God, all around them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for rejuvenating them, Father God, restoring them back into the fold of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, we give you glory, give you honor, Father God. Oh, merciful King, we thank you, God, for going into the legislature of this land. We thank you, Father God, now, in the name of Jesus, going into the state of Texas, Father God. We thank you for returning back the law that was passed, Father God, for no gender bathrooms, Father God. It will not be. We refuse it and we rebuke it, Father God, and let it not spread throughout this land, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for waking up your intercessors, Father God. We thank you for putting them in the post, Father God. We thank you for their steadfastness in the magnifying name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. We thank you for the leaders, Father God, that will not get weary and well-doing. We thank you for the leader that is steadfast and strong in you. We thank you for the integrity and the sincerity in you, Jesus. Glory, 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 Father God. We thank you for the clarity, Father God, of your instructions. We thank you for the faith that will receive your word through your chosen prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the power to cast out the lethargical spirit, Father God. We thank you for casting out the confusion and deception. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the authority in your blood, Father God, to cast out unclean spirits, to cast out sickness and disease, Father God, to wake up the dead, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said we'll do greater work than you have done, Father God. So we, Father, we call upon all of us, Father God, to come together in unity, Father God, cohesively, Father God, to do your work, Father God, with power, with strength, and with might in the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. We thank you for the hedge of protection over our communities, over our states, over our country, Father God. And we thank you for, Father God, to continue blessing the country of Israel, Father God. Continue blessing the other neighboring countries, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God, that they'll turn to you and call you God, that they will turn to you and call you Lord, oh magnifying Jesus, almighty God, that you will not have to sink another nation, Father God, that you won't have to destroy people, Father God, just to get the individual attention, Father God. Hallelujah, glory unto you on this day, my Lord and Savior, Father God. I pray that our sisters and brothers will get it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the nation collectively will turn to you, Father God. Fast and pray and receive your mercy and receive your favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us, God, for our sins, God, those seen and unseen, God. Oh, God,
yes,
forgive
Jesus.
Us, oh, Lord, for our tongues, oh, God, that might have spoken death, oh, God. Oh, God, when you
thank
called
you.
Us to speak life, oh, God.
Father,
we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for new mercies on today, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, Father. We exalt you, God. We magnify your name, God. Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, God, that you rule and reign forever, God. Oh, Father, we lift up your children to you, Lord. Oh, God, heal those that are sick, oh, God. Oh, God, every disease, every sickness has to bow to the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just call on Jesus, Lord, that sickness bow down to his name, God. Oh, God, even the demons tremble at his name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Your word says, God, every knee will bow, God, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, God, heal, God, those in homes, God, those in hospitals, God, those that are in hospice, God. You still have the last say, God. Touch their bodies, God, from the top of their head, God, to the bottom of their feet, oh, God.
Ooh,
and let it begin to line
you,
up with your original plan, oh, God, for their lives, oh, God. It's never too late, oh, God, as long as they're still breathing, oh, God. Oh, God, that they can turn and repent, oh, God, and you will forgive them, God. And what you do is complete, oh, God. Heal your children, God. Heal minds, oh, God. Heal hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, just have your way on the earth, oh, God. Your will, God, be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh, God. Give us eyes, oh, God, to see as you see, Father, and ears to hear your voice, oh, God, to operate according to your command, oh, God. For we are in your army, God. Oh, God, and let us be alert and attentive to your voice, oh, God. Praying and seeking your face, oh, God. Standing in the gap, oh, God. Fighting the good fight of faith, oh, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for peace that surpasses all understanding, God. We thank you, Lord, for your leaders, oh, God. Hold them up, God, with your righteous right hand, God. Father, you said you would call them to triumph, God. Oh, God, they shall walk in victory, God. Oh, Father, they shall proclaim your name, Lord. Oh, God, they shall speak forth your word with power and authority, oh, God. And your word shall come forth, oh, God. And it shall do what you've called it to do, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that it will not fall to the ground, God, but it will produce what you sent it to produce. Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now for your word, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that we serve the living God. God, we thank we serve the only wise God. Oh, God, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, your children that are hiding out, oh, God, that's walking in fear, oh, God. Oh, God, make them bold as lions, oh, God. Let them come forth, oh, God, with boldness, oh, God, speaking forth your word, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for souls that's coming into the kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, those that nobody pay attention to, Lord. Oh, God, they're coming in, God. They're coming in off the streets, oh, God. Oh, God, they're coming in from the shelters, oh, God.
Come on,
they're coming in, oh, God. No matter where their walk has been, God, you're still able to clean them up, God. You're still able to use them for your kingdom, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, and we pray a hedge of protection around them, God. Oh, God, that they will come in, God. Even now, God, the blood is on them, God. No longer can the enemy have them to use them for his purpose, oh, God. For you created them, God. You are the great creator, God. So, Father, we call them in, oh, God, from the north,
yes,
south,
Jesus.
East, and west, God. Your children, oh, Lord, that's been there too long, oh, God. Oh, Satan, release them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. For every soul, God, every youth, oh, God, let them walk upright, oh, God. Let them walk in obedience, oh, God. Oh, God, let them get in your word, oh, God. Give them a thirst and a hunger for righteousness, God. A thirst and a hunger, God, to sit at your feet, oh, God, to learn of you, Lord, to ingest your word, oh God, that they're able to stand in this day and time, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the word will grow up in them, God, and produce righteousness, God, and holiness, oh God, in the land, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. And Father, we give you the glory, God, and we worship your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
God, yes, God. Yes, God. We come against the works of darkness, oh God, in the lives of your people, Father. Freedom, God. Let freedom reign in this place. Freedom, God. Every yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah, God, by your anointing, Father, by your presence, God, by the mention of your name, oh God. Hallelujah, every yoke, every stronghold, God, broken off your people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. You're God by yourself, and besides you there is no other. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Ah, God, it does not matter what the enemy is speaking. We hear your words.
Yes.
We hear your voice that sounds like mighty waters. We hear your words. Hallelujah. You have spoken to your children. You've spoken to your people. Yes, God. And your word cannot lie. Your word cannot return void to you. Oh, Jesus. Let your word have free course. In the name that's above every name, let the manifestation, your promises, your blessings come forth even the more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let blessings overtake your people. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, and amen, and amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it is so. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Prophet Darrell Sanders, where are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, Apostle.
Are you in Chi-Town or in another town?
I'm in another town.
You say in another town. Oh, Prophet Dell be moving quicker than he can catch up with this stuff. Women. Yes, sir.
There's some praying women.
There's some praying women, ain't the band. Boy, I tell you, I put our intercessors next to anybody, I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. These women know they can call on the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And that's what I like around me, people who can connect with heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, let me tell you something today, people of God, and Prophet is serious. I'm not just talking. I'm very serious. Prophet Darrell Sanders is here with me. Praise the Lamb of God and these other prophetic minds and spirits. I want you not to shake at anything the enemy throw at you right now. Don't you shake. You have made it to the sixth month. This is the month of visitation. This is the month, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God is going to visit your situation and your circumstance.
Oh,
I done told you now, made it. You done made it to the sixth month. Hallelujah. Well, God does battle with the enemy. the number of six also is the number of Satan. It's also the number of man. Man was created on the sixth day. Praise the Lamb of God according to the Genesis record. Hallelujah, according to the Genesis record. Hallelujah. Adam, praise the Lamb of God, was created in God's rest. Praise the Lamb, according to the Genesis, my Bible. Now, other people's Bible may read another way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it was after God rested that he came, after the water and the mist came upon the earth, that he created Adam. It's right there in your Bible. Hallelujah. I just say what the Bible says, and I believe what the Bible says. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, hallelujah, in this season of visitation, praise the Lamb of God, God's going to visit your situation. Now, don't be alarmed at the way God visits. Don't be alarmed at the way God visits. Hallelujah. Let God have free course. In any way he bless you, praise the Lamb of God, just shout hallelujah. Now, I done told you, any way he comes, just shout hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because let me tell you something, people of God. God's ways are not your way.
Amen.
Neither is his thoughts like your thoughts. And God does, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Charlotte. Charlotte, thank you for the donation for my birthday. It just buzzed through my phone. Thank you, dear. Praise the Lamb of God, little or whatever it is. Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Y'all know I celebrate my birthday all the month of June. So you're not too late to get under this umbrella. Praise the Lamb of God. May supernatural blessings happen to you, Charlotte, in Jesus' name. I tell you, people of God, hallelujah, I want you to hear this clear, because Satan is moving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord has already strengthened you for this journey. I want you to rely on your visions, on the dreams, and on the words God has already spoken to you. I want you to put them back in your prayer life and give them back to God. And let them be strength to you and a reminder to God what he said and what he promised you. And don't you be shaken by the enemy. Don't you be shaken by what you're confronted with. Watch God, praise the Lamb of God, this month. Watch God in this season of visitation. Now, he may take somebody out on your behalf. Hello, light bulb. He may take somebody out on your behalf. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I just told people that.
Talk,
I just
talk,
told them God is going to get some folks about us.
Hello, God.
Oh.
I'm on the radio. Wait a minute. Talk, prophet. I got a call, prophet. Go on, talk.
I just said, apostle, I just told my people that yesterday, and I was telling people that in Chicago. I said, God is getting ready to get some folks about us. The way folk has been treating us, and we've been taking blow after blow, God is getting ready to get some folk. He's getting ready to take some folk up out of here.
I gave her. She has the money.
He's getting ready to get some folk and messing with his children.
Yeah, she got the cash.
He got to be careful when you call yourself messing with the elect of God. You in danger when you mess with the elect of God. Because his word says, touch not my anointing.
My God.
He didn't even talk about the prophet. He said, touch not my anointed.
That's what he said.
My God.
That's what he said. Yeah. And you know what the big problem is, Prophet Darrell? The people of God, because of the way they live and the things they do, they don't see themselves as God's anointed.
Woo! My God.
Jesus.
They think they're smaller than that. They don't know how precious they are in the eyes of God. Hello, life. They don't know how much God loves.
Hallelujah.
And they let sinners say anything to them. They let with ugly hearts and ugly dispositions say anything and do anything without looking to the Lord. When that old witch of a lawyer hung that form up, I looked right up in the sky to heaven and said, Father, I'm offended. I did her no harm. Watch God.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous than me when I've done nothing to you. It's a dangerous. I don't care nobody knowing it. Hallelujah. My Bertha want to jump in here. Let's see what my Bertha want here. My Bertha.
Hallelujah.
Your mic is hot.
Hallelujah.
Messengers of God, because we're seen as angels, as the messengers of God. Hallelujah. So people have to be aware how they entertain Prophet Daryl Sanders.
Amen.
Hello, Lightbug. If you're the messenger of the Lord, they better be careful. My goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God, to the angel of the church, Sidonia, to the angel of the church, hallelujah, of Asia Minor. Yeah, yeah, the seven angels of the seven churches, for the pastors of the churches, hallelujah, yeah. You better watch how you entertain people who have the hand of God upon them as his messenger, praise the Lamb of God, mystery him if you want to. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then you better beware, as Prophet Dad told you, the word of God always twofold. You better beware how you entertain people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And don't get arrogant and haughty. I read this morning. It says, and he became humble, and he walked humility. Praise the Lamb of God. When you walk that way and live that way, you don't have to worry about mistreating people. Praise God.
Right.
I'll mistreat somebody for what? For what reason? No.
Right.
Yeah. You can't mistreat somebody unless, praise the Lamb of God, they have not done you wrong and you do them wrong.
That's right.
That's when you mistreat somebody. They have done nothing to you. And you just full of hate and arrogance and pride and think you can say anything to anybody because of who you are. But God has not exalted you and anointed you and positioned you to be anybody's, praise the Lamb of God, taskmaster. And to look down your nose at anybody. He ain't blessed you with nothing to make you look down your nose at anybody else.
Amen.
He blessed you to give a helping hand to somebody and to lift somebody up, but not to pull nobody down. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So you beware. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How you entertain strangers. And beware, strangers, how you entertain the people of God in Jesus' mighty name. There's a lot of graves out there because they mistreated the people of God. Bertha, is you going to talk to us yet? Is you got a testimony, a praise report, or did you push the panic button?
I was going to say hello, but as you and Prophet Sanders was talking, about people mistreating God's people and God's people mistreating other people, it's just a heavy spirit of gall and grief just hit through my spirit like somebody was just cutting me.
Mm.
And it's just, ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, America is paying for this fight now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The mistreatment of the people of God is going forth on America right now. They're spending every dime they got on stuff that they shouldn't have to spend it on. But they mistreated the people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, and I've said this before, let me tell you something, people of God. When a man, a woman, a mother has worked her fingers down to the bone to provide a home for her children, and she has rocked and prayed and prayed, and God has blessed her, and then you do something, take that and lose their home, God is not pleased with you. And the millions of homes that was lost over these last 7 or 8 years, that they conspired to do and allow extortious lending and practices of mortgage companies that was okayed by the federal government. And all these people were given the arms and all of these conjured up mortgages and what have you that they couldn't pay.
Oh, God.
And they have lost their homes, and then you shut Wall Street down and open it back up, and you done took everybody's money for no reason at all.
Okay.
Want to play these stock games?
Oh, my God.
Not knowing that you're robbing people who love Jesus?
My Lord.
Then you want to know why cities and towns are flooding and you can't put enough money in FEMA, you can't put enough money nowhere to rebuild and to help and to assist. You can't keep a dollar. And you want to know why?
Jesus.
You want to know why it's going to take more money to repair your roads than to buy airplanes?
Oh, my God.
Homes are falling in sinkholes. Mudslides.
Yes, Lord.
Fires are burning and just going thousands of acres at a time.
Jesus.
Burning people out of their homes.
Have mercy, God.
Thunder, lightning, whirlwinds, tornadoes.
Jesus.
Like never seen before.
Oh, God.
All at one time. And you think God ain't got nothing to do with it? Go on with your global warming self.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God's going to show you something before it's over with. Hallelujah.
Oh God.
God's going to show him something before it's over with. He ain't through with him yet.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. It reminds me of the movie, The Ten Commandments or what have you, with Moses, Charlton Heston. And that Ramesses boy, he just wouldn't leave Moses alone. He just wouldn't leave Moses alone. But after his army drowned in that Red Sea, he sat on his throne, and his wife said something to him about God, and he didn't even look at it. He said, Moses, God is God.
Yes, God.
And when God gets through with America, America's going to say that God is God.
Yes,
God. He's tired of our mess. All
yes,
this
Lord,
innocent
God.
Blood running down our streets.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Children killing
yes.
children.
Jesus.
Brothers and sisters fighting and killing each other. Brothers.
Glory.
Same father and mother. Going in the house, getting daddy's gun, shooting the brother down.
Jesus.
Over clothes, over wearing my
yes.
gym shoes. Brothers.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Madness.
You think God don't see the blood? When one man died during the creation time, and God went and told, your brother's blood is crying from the earth.
Yes, God.
One man's blood. When Cain killed Abel. You think God don't care? But all this innocent blood. On the streets of our cities. You think God don't care?
Jesus.
All this murder and mayhem. You think God don't care?
Jesus.
Oh, I got another thought for you. Just watch him. Just watch him.
Jesus.
Then you so far removed until you ain't even got a heart to think about it or a prayer to pray about it. He'll let death come to your door and knock on your door so you'll have some feelings in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll get you here. He said you can't weep for nobody. I'll make you weep for yourself.
Have mercy, God. Have mercy.
God cares. Hallelujah. And there's going to be weeping
Hallelujah.
In between the and the altar.
Yes.
So get ready for it. Praise the Lamb of God. I know what God is speaking. And I'm telling you, this day, that as he visits, It's going to be hell to pay.
Jesus.
And I saw a pale horse.
Jesus.
Him that sat upon the name was Death.
Oh, God.
And he went forth riding, and hell followed Jesus. With him.
Oh, my God.
And hell followed with him.
Oh, thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Praise the Lamb of God. All right. I done told you. Got another caller. Error code 5252.
God bless you, sir.
Bless you. Who's calling?
This is Prophet Pearson.
How you doing, Prophet?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We haven't heard from you in about a million years, Prophet.
Bless
How's that baby
Lord?
Doing?
She doing good. Doing good.
The baby doing good? And you
doing
good. Well,
We blessing the Lord.
We bless. Well, what you got to say, Prophet? Prophets don't just call in to listen now. Come on. Come on, unload on me right quick.
You know I'm going to tell you what the Lord is saying.
You better get to speaking in there. In Jesus.
It's funny that y'all are talking about, you know, leaders and stuff like that. And we're living in an hour now that God is calling leaders to accountability.
Yes, Lord.
There are, the Lord dealt with me the other night, and I was sitting here at my house. And I was sitting in my chair that I prayed in. And the Lord began to speak to me, and he told me, he said, son, make aware that I'm getting ready to call leaders to repentance. He's not only calling leaders, but he's calling the U.S. to repentance. And
Lord,
I'm sick and tired of this foolishness, people thinking that they can have churches, and you're teaching men and women, boys and girls, that it's all right for a man to date a man and a woman to date a woman and a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. Let me tell you something. God is sick to his stomach. We're living in an hour now that God's saying that he's calling the U.S. to repentance even now. And people are
even now.
Right. Even the scripture that comes to mind is 2 Corinthians 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face.
Yes,
we also living in an hour now where people are saying they want to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and the church is not taking heed because they are hearing not. They are not hearing God. They are
not
doing what
God
says to do. They are not hearing God. They are doing what they want to do when they get good and ready. And God says that when this hour we're living in, that we're living in, that God is calling for people that's going to be bold soldiers, that's going to stand flat-footed and tell people that transgression is going to tell people their iniquities and going to tell people to come out of their mess. If they're not going to come out of their mess, God is going to expose people for what they really are.
My God.
We are living in an hour now. God begins to deal with me at the beginning of this year. And this is the sixth month. God began to deal with me, and he told me, he says, man of God, he said, and it was funny because I was sitting up on my bed, and the Lord says that he's ready to show people the ones that he are called and the ones that he ordained. And God says that in this hour, God is going to know, people are going to know the ones that man has ordained, because them will be the church doors that will shut. Them will be the men that fall. Them will be the women that will fall. God says that he didn't have his hand in it, and people are putting people in pedestals and putting people in place. And God says, I never called these people to such a place as this.
My God, man, you are talking some.
God is tired. God is tired. God is saying in this hour that they better get it right and get it in line and stuff that's going on in the body of Christ. Let me tell y'all something. In the hour we're living in now, people are ready to go to churches, and they're not. They're going to be thinking it's going to be one person, but God says, I'm raising up a generation that shall and will obey, because the forerunners have done all that they have to do. The only thing they can give now is wisdom in this hour.
Jesus, wow.
Hallelujah.
And if people don't allow God to be God in this time and in this season, as the man of God has already said, death shall be their portion.
Death shall be their portion.
That's right.
They can't rise up against people. No longer. God is not going to allow people to rise up against people no longer, because let me tell y'all something. It's not about a title. but it's not about a position. But God is redirecting the church in this hour and in this season. And if people are going to do what needs to be done, they need to step down and get out of the way willingly for God to get them out of the way, because it's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of an angry God.
It's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of an angry God.
And people, and we're living in an hour now, you know, people are not repenting like they need to. They're not turning from their wicked ways. They're still doing this. They're still doing that. We're living in an hour now where God is going to cause doors to open to them that have suffered, for those that have really suffered. The Bible says those that suffer with him shall really reign with him. And we're living in an hour now. You better find it not strange, the people that God is going to really use in this hour. You thinking it's going to be one person, but God is going to raise up another person that shall speak and say what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
My God. Prophet, you in the house here, young prophet, because you're saying everything I'm saying and everything I've been saying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, yes.
So people need to get it right and get it together. That's what God is saying in this hour. God is saying it even in this hour, that people better get it right and get it in line. And, you know, these people that people see, the thing about it, there's a lot of leaders that's in trouble because they are doing things. It's like this. I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say it just the way the Lord giving it to me. People about to stop getting who they want, and they better get who God told them to get.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Woo.
You're right, and all of this trade, and you come for me, and I come for you.
It is a valuable point, I'm telling y'all. In this hour now, God is calling people that will go get people that they never heard of in this hour. They never seen these people a day in their life. God is going to cause these people to come to church and cause some things. The real deliverance is going to come with this generation, and shall it will obey.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, it's the season of signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Thank you,
yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
It's about the
man
first
of God. Is that Prophet Daryl, if I may?
Yeah. Prophet Daryl, stop.
Is he on the line?
Yes, he is.
How you doing, sir?
Well, he was here. Where he go? Is he here? Is Prophet Daryl here?
Come on.
He might have... He here somewhere. Prophet Daryl?
How you doing, sir?
Oh, Jesus, come on.
Where'd Prophet Daryl go? This all the area is down here. Wait a minute. Prophet Daryl?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he here. I got him back.
God bless you, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I need to give you this word, and I'm going to give it to you just the way the Lord give it. Don't allow people to place you in a box.
All right.
The Lord, I don't know what you're doing in your ministry. I don't know if you're pastoring or whatever, but God is going to shift some things and make you an apostle.
Wow. Amen.
Don't allow people... people have came to you and told you you should be a bishop. God ain't called you to be no government bishop.
You better shut your mouth, because I ain't no bishop. I tell them to go sit down somewhere.
Exactly.
I've never been there, so I can't be no bishop.
Right. And God is not leading you to be a bishop. But I see where God is greatest. He's going to stretch you. God is going to stretch you like never before. I see a door that's going to open for you in Cincinnati. I see a door that's going to open for you in Texas. I see a door that's going to open for you in North Carolina. I see a door that's going to open for you in New York. And I see a door that's going to open for you in Jersey.
My God. He sure is a going prophet. He's a going prophet. My goodness gracious.
The Lord says, he says, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. There are some people that surround you. You think they are on your team, but they really praying against you.
Wow.
I know it. Shy.
When already.
They are, these type of people, what they're doing is, you're supposed to have some people that really support, before you go anywhere, you're supposed to have some people that's supposed to be going and praying right before you get there. And they have not been doing that. They taking the finances, doing something else instead of doing what they was instructed to do.
Jesus.
My God, my God.
The Lord's trying to bring exposure to some folk, and there are some other people, there are some leaders that God is ready to expose to you because they are not who they say that they are. They are wolves in sheep clothing.
Oh,
Jesus.
Find it not strange. The Lord is ready to change your territory because of the fact of what he's getting ready to assign to your hands to do. Find it not strange that your territory, God is going to allow you to govern yourself with new territory, and God is even going to change your scenery. I even see where the Lord is going to call people that will celebrate you, not people that tolerate you.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm even hearing a phone conversation going on. I reckon that I would just get Prophet Darrell. That's the only one that I know.
Let me tell you something.
In this hour, you are preaching a message, and you're telling people to turn from their wicked ways. See, people want you to come in there and prophesy about money, houses, and cars, and families and things of that nature, but God in this hour, he's not allowing people to prophesy about that. We're living in an hour now, Prophet Darrell. Don't allow people to underestimate who you are. I even see there's at least between two to seven leaders that have rightfully done you wrong because when you came and done revival for them, they didn't pay you like you was rightfully supposed to have been paid.
My God, my God.
But you accepted it, and you went on.
My God, my God.
Man of God, get ready. TVN, it shall be your portion. A door, a major door. One door, one man, one opportunity. And I decree and declare as God's mouthpiece that door shall come open. People shall know who you are. I even see where a door God is, good Lord, thank you. I even see where the Lord is going to open a door for you over in Switzerland and Africa and Asia and places like that. God even said to take, get ready, you're going to Ghana.
Oh, my Lord, Jesus. Help us, Lord.
Ooh-wee.
Crazy doors is ready to open for you. Be heed. Take heed to what God is saying. That's why God is having you to dream about the Asian people and people over there in Africa. Because of what you have, God is going to allow you to birth something new on that side.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
God is going to move the contaminated people from around you. Because they have put a word out and said that you was the one that contaminated. You weren't the one that contaminated. They need to purge and be delivered.
Come on now.
Even watch yourself. There are some people that I'm just going to tell the truth. They have a spirit of homosexuality on them, and they're trying to put you in that category. You must separate yourself, or they must get delivered.
Amen.
Jesus.
My God.
God is going to send you at least 3 armor bearers that they don't have no stigmatization of homosexuality, but they're going to do the right thing by you.
Oh, my God.
You got one that's going to drive. You got 2 that's going to intercede. You got 1 that's going to pick out the stuff you sort of have on. You're going to make sure they're going to do what's supposed to be done right by you.
Praise the Lord.
Don't allow the book to go dormant. Write the book. It shall be one of the top-selling books in the United States.
Oh, my God.
When
you write your book, allow the Holy Ghost to deal with you.
That's going to make
allow the Holy Ghost to deal with you. This
yes.
is
Hallelujah.
For you, sir.
Hallelujah.
Bless
you. Thank you, Lord.
Bless. Thank you, Pearson came in there, boy. I don't know where you've been, but you better go back and get some more. My buddy been doing something. He been praying, talking to Jesus or something. Now, I tell you, this is PSM Live, people of God. You need to call in. You know you want to call in and get in this atmosphere of the prophetic. Miracles for 6-564-9818. Miracles 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm going to open this mic. Praise the Lamb of God for this other prophet. I don't know what he's going to say, but something is, I'm telling you, is really stirring in my spirit, people of God, about seed sowing. I'm telling you now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I just read this morning. A stingy man knoweth not that he shall come to poverty.
Oh, my God.
Just read that this morning.
Glory.
And you can't keep dipping in this well and drinking this water and getting this life.
Come on,
and getting
now.
This word.
Amen.
All of this. And wearing out the prophets and
come
everything. And don't care whether we eat or not.
That's
right. Life bulbs.
Amen.
And I'm going to, Prophet Dale, can I just go and say what I got to say?
Say
I need somebody to release me. I'd say.
Go ahead, say it, Granddad.
Out of all the people that I've ministered across a year on this show alone, ain't four of you gave me a birthday gift.
My God. And that ain't right.
No. $5 not nothing. Not, and some didn't even say happy birthday. That's not right.
That's not right.
I got on a Talia around my neck right now, praying for you.
Oh,
it's not right.
Jesus.
Erica 404. Your mic is hot. Erica 404-791. Anthony, is this you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
404 Erica, who's calling?
It's Courtney from Georgia.
How you doing, Courtney?
I'm good. How are you?
We're blessed.
I'm just being obedient. A friend of mine told me to press 1, so I just pressed 1 to listen in. And
your
I'm not
friend?
Exactly
sure. Who is your friend?
Tamika Merriman.
Oh, Tamika Merriman, that's my member there. Praise the Lamb of God. She told you to call in and press 1.
She did.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we thank God for you being here today.
Yes, but I...
Boy. And listen, people. No, hold on, daughter, because I got to tell them this. Prophet is not upset or disturbed about anybody who gave and did not give. That's between you and God. All I'm saying to you is, people of God, and here be good. Hallelujah. You can't be blessed with your hand closed.
That's
all I'm saying. This across the board. Some of you don't even pay your tithe. Don't even get God a dime out of a dollar. You're stingy. And you're never going to come into wealth and greatness being that way.
You better tell it.
You just think God is going to dump $1 million in your lap and he can't trust you to get $100 to give him 10.
Nope.
Something wrong with your brain if you think God that crazy.
Oh, something wrong with him.
God ain't crazy. And it's evident we don't believe the word of God if it says, if you give one of my prophets a cool drink of water in my name, his name, or you just do it, you get a prophet's reward. You don't believe the word of God.
Oh, I believe it.
Light bulb.
I believe it.
All right. Yeah, I expect some folks to go to dropping now. Anytime you talk about this, they don't want to hear it, but it still affects you. What you hear and don't hear still affects you. Praise the Lamb of God. Just want you to know that, too. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. It just churned in my spirit, and it's not about me. Praise the Lamb of God. It's about you. I come on the show every day stretching you to be blessed, stretching you to be blessed.
Give,
praise
give.
Him. But if God is not the God over your finances, then brothers and sisters, he's not God in your life. He's not your treasure because your heart is where your treasures are.
That's it.
God is my treasure.
That's the word.
Amen.
God is my treasure.
Preach.
Yes, he is.
Preach today.
So, and I've been beyond 10%.
My God.
Jesus.
Years ago,
me
I went past.
Me too.
You better
Hallelujah.
Preach it. Preach it.
I just
it.
Pray now and say, Lord, what should I give today?
That's
Glory
it.
God.
What is needed?
Let them tell you.
Hallelujah.
He might tell you, empty out.
My God.
Hallelujah. Then I empty out.
This is a word. This is a word today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You got to come to a point, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, that it ain't all about you.
Nope.
Everything about you.
It's about
Jesus.
Amen.
And say that as you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You better believe this word.
Oh, you
Amen.
Got it.
So shall you be established.
Yes, God.
You got to believe this word. Then you got to obey. The prophets, they tell you that. So you can prosper. Now, that's the word of God. I didn't write it. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to speak truth as long as I live.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Boy, that pierced and lit up. The daughter goes, she didn't drop off the show. She better call back in here. The phone lady that left, I told her to hold on. I didn't tell her to hang up. She might have been on lunch. Oh, child. Praise the Lamb. I'm sorry, but I had to get that out of my spirit. It's resonating in me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, it didn't need to come from me because I don't say nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. And it needs to, you need to hear it from Big Papa's mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, light bulbs. Ding dong, ding dong. The witch back just got broke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, this is what I'm saying. It's helping you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
You helping somebody. You helping somebody.
I hope and pray. Praise the Lamb of God that this word is helping you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
That it germinates the soul.
All of that spoken on Prophet Darrell. Prophet Darrell is a giver.
Yes, he is.
He's a giver.
From his
and
heart.
He surrenders himself when he ministers and what have you. And he ain't looking for, praise of what he can get.
No,
and now God is
that.
Just speaking the abundance on him that's in store for him. He has
Lord.
Suffered for a little while. He had to suffer for a little while.
Yes,
but God, I'm happy for him. Praise God. I want to see him get on the planes going to Asia, and I hope he's on his own plane going.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he can come back and pick me up.
My God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want the people of God to be blessed. In this season, I want you to get it. Praise the Lord. But you can't be cursed on one side and blessed on the other. You got to get money right with God. You got to get money right with God.
That's right. Preach a word.
Hello, light bulbs.
Come
that preacher always talk about money. You better read your body. God talks about it.
God talks about
money.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
He shows about
wealth and riches is in your house.
Yes, he is. Yes, Lord.
Is the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
God talks about curses and blessings.
Yes, he did.
You obey my word, all these blessings are overtaken. You better read Deuteronomy. Which really means do the wrong to me and see what I'm going to do to you.
Okay.
Be patient.
All these blessings shall overtake you. blessed in the city, blessed in the field. All these blessings.
Blessed going out and blessed going in.
Yes, talk God. To me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Chapters and chapters of blessings. He said, but if you don't obey my word,
woo,
that's what it says. Hallelujah. You go act like the word of God sometimes. It's right there in the book. The Lamb of God is all the way through it. Do the wrong to me. That's what it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I learned to obey God with money when I was young. I said, wait a minute. God's talking about this money here. What does this mean? And I ain't got time for no curse to be on me from heaven. Hello?
Me either. I'm looking for
praise the land. You ain't above it if you're a prophet or a priest or an apostle or a jackleg. It's for all of us. And God ain't changing his word because he know your heart. He know your heart is disobedient.
That's right.
You better read it.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
You read it again. Okay, Lord, I heard you. I heard you. See, y'all done made the prophet go here. I got to go. Now, get your Bible. I see y'all on the line. I'm coming. Praise the Lamb of God. But I got to bless you, too, while you coming, because this is the reason why a lot of people calling in, and they ain't blessed. And they ain't tight. Hear what I'm going to give you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Here it is. Here it is. Let me see. Uh-huh. Woo-wee. My goodness gracious. Is this it right here? I believe so. Right here in Deuteronomy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it shall convert to chapter 28.
Yes, it is.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
And you read chapter 27 first so you can see what's going to cause the curse on you. Because it's here, curse to him who dishonors his father or his mother.
Yes.
Curse be he who removes his neighbor's landmark. That's stealing land from people.
Right.
He who bindeth up to wander out of the way and all, who maketh the blind to wander out of the way because they're ignorant and everything. You manipulating them.
That's right.
Making them go another way that's not right.
That's right.
This right here. Curse be he who perverteth justice.
Jesus.
The sojourner, the fatherless, the widow, and all the people said amen. Curse be he who lieth with his father's wife. Sexual sin. Perversion.
Yes.
Curse be he who lie with a beast.
That's right.
Curse be he who lie with his sister. Curse be he who lied with his mother-in-law. It must have been happening if he wrote it.
That's right.
Must be going on now if it's still here in black and white.
Yes, it is.
Woo!
Hmm.
Curse be he who confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people
Jesus.
Shall say, amen.
Amen.
It shall come to pass, thou shalt hearken diligent to observe all that the Lord has said, and all these blessings shall come upon thee. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Your fruit shall be, I'm skipping down just the top of the verses. And blessed shall be thy baskets, and blessed shalt thou be when thou cometh in, and shalt be when thou goeth out. Hallelujah, you blessed in the house and out of the house. All these blessings, God has commanded. I'm spiritual Israel. I look for mine when I go out. Hallelujah. I'm looking for my blessing.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. this word, this word, this word. It's so much good stuff in this word, people of God. But you got to believe the word and then become a doer of the word. Don't be pathetic. Be prophetic.
Be prophetic.
Amen.
You're prophetic. You are a hearer and a doer.
That's right.
When you're pathetic, you hear the word, but you don't do the word.
Do it, but you don't do it.
Hallelujah. I phone four back, Prophet Darrell. Let's talk to this young lady. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 404, you back with me?
I am. I'm sorry. We got disconnected.
What's your name again, daughter?
Courtney.
Courtney, what church you go to?
Clarkson First Baptist in Clarkson, Georgia.
And do you, are you a tither? Do you give 10% of your income and offering?
I do.
On a regular basis?
I do when I have, yes, sir. I do when I have it, yes, sir.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you do when you have it? What that mean?
I don't have a consistent job. I'm a recent graduate. So that's what I mean by
when you,
I have
when it comes in your hand, you give it to the Lord the way you're supposed to.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want you to continue in that. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the first thing. I want you to continue in that so your blessings will flow your way. All right? Praise the Lamb of God. Where my birth at? My birth, you hear something for your daughter? For this daughter?
No, Prophet. I was just, my niece just texted me, they just rushed my nephew to the hospital from the altar. He's throwing up blood.
All right. Well, we're going to pray for him right quick, too. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm glad I called your name.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we agreement right now for a miracle
yes,
working
God.
Power.
Thank God, Jesus.
We have Bertha's nephew.
Yes,
we know you're a God that's able.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Strengthen birth now.
Yes, God.
Let her remember every word that you have spoken.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. For I know you're turning our children back to you.
Yes.
I know, Father. Hallelujah. You're allowing things to happen for their good. So, Father, make good out of this
yes,
for
Lord.
Him and as well as for the family.
Oh, yes.
Blessed
yes.
day. You're a healer.
Yes,
you're
he
able
are.
Right now to stop
yes,
the blood.
God.
In
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
God.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus'
yes.
mighty name. He's the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm here, Apostle.
Will you hear something for this daughter down in Georgia?
Yes, sir. And I heard the Lord spoke to me about my Bertha's nephew.
All right. Well, speak a word.
The Lord told me something. He was getting rid of something that was in him, some toxic. And that
Amen.
Was the way that he released it was through the vomiting. Hallelujah.
Thank
something
you.
That was going on in his blood. And the Lord said there was a way of releasing, and there was a sign of healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So he said, consider it not strange, hallelujah, that he will be all right.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And to the young lady, I want to tell you, hallelujah, that the Spirit of God told me to tell you, he said to just write the vision and make it plain. In other words, the Lord wants you to sit down and write some things down, hallelujah, that you want to get accomplished, hallelujah, before the month of July even get in.
Hallelujah.
And I don't know why I saw you in a uniform here. I see you in an all-white uniform here. I don't know what type of work you're doing or what line of work you in. Hallelujah. But I saw you in all this white sitting at a computer. Hallelujah. Looked like you was doing some paperwork, some files or something. God is getting ready to bless you in this season. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And that's because all that you have sold into the ministry here, God said he has not forgotten about you. He's getting ready to take care of you and meet every need. all because his word said, if thou be faithful over a few things, he'll make it rule over me. Then he came back with the word, say, oh, my God, if thou be willing and obedient, you was obedient by sowing your tithe. Hallelujah. Now you're getting ready to eat the good of the land.
Amen.
God said also that he's about to move you to a new place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a no. I heard that just as clear. Hallelujah. I asked God, what did that mean? And he said, just tell you. Hallelujah. So I know you know. Praise the Lamb of God. Evidently, what this move is that God is talking about. God said he's moving you to a new place. Praise the Lamb of God, daughter. Hallelujah. It's for your best. It's for your betterment. Praise the Lamb of God. And then things going to work on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb. There's also a calling on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Spiritual calling. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. And it may have something to do with that white prophet Dale seeing you in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. God's going to use you for his glory. Hallelujah. But you're gonna understand all of that. Praise the matter of fact, praise the Lord. He already spoke to you when you was a little girl. Praise the Lamb of God. You already had one encounter that I see, praise the Lamb of God, that you've had with the Lord. Hallelujah. Concerning you doing his work and his will in the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. Now you're coming into the season for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you can be a glory carrier and a word bearer. Praise the Lamb of God. You will carry and bear the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. Evangelist. Praise the Lamb. Evangelist. Hallelujah. You will do that in Jesus' mighty name, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless you today, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. And I do also want to ask for just prayer for the little situation that we've currently come against. It's funny that your message, not funny, but it's funny how the Lord works with your message and mistreating individuals. We have an incident with my grandmother in an assisted living facility, and we just want prayer, I guess, for everything the Holy Spirit knows that we need, guidance, strength, peace, everything, and not just for us, the facility and the workers and the director as well. So when you all just periodically feel that you need to pray, I ask that you all pray for that, and not just us, but other individuals who are encountering similar situations or incidents.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, we can pray for them. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, I want you to have peace that you're covered. God has you. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen.
Thank
you. I want you to have that God has you. Praise the Lamb of God. And that God has you covered. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how close you are to any of them there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But the word of the Lord said, cry out unto me, and I will answer. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can tell them that that's what you did. And the Lord answered you. And maybe they need to do the same thing. Hallelujah. Because you want me to tell you, see, God is working on behalf of people. And I'm going to say this because a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, don't understand my philosophy and this, that, and another. But I'm going to tell you something. God is working in this season. Praise the Lamb. I know these prophets are going to agree with this. God is working in this season with people who know that he's working for them.
Amen.
God is doing now for the ones who know that God is doing it for them. Praise the Lamb of God. Because God wants his praise and God wants his glory. And God has already conditioned and prepared, praise the Lamb of God, each of us for what he's doing for us. Praise the Lamb. Has already prefabbed us with his word. And there's a lot of people that's around us that we want to be blessed in this, that, another. But if God blessed them today, thank you, Jesus, wouldn't come out of their mouth.
Wow.
Bubs, hello. And God is tired of that. God is tired of people thinking they lucky. God is tired of people thinking that, you know, they better than, oh, and that, I can't help it that this, that I got all of this and all of that, blah, 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 and don't know that the God of heaven gave it to them. And won't even pray over their food.
That's right.
God is blessed ones in this season that know their God. That know their God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my prayers ain't blanket no more like that. I'm just being honest. I'm praying for the saints, that God will bless the saints, and that he bless us until sinners are shocked into belief, till sinners come saying, what are y'all doing? That everything is going so well for you all. And we can say, come over here. We're on the Lord. I want them to run into church crying, what must we do to be saved? So we can enjoy healing and health and wholeness. So we can enjoy these blessings.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I put it on the page this morning, and you shall say God did it. Hallelujah. That's what the Spirit of the Lord says. And you shall say, God did it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How did you get it? God did it.
God did it.
What happened to you? God did it.
God did
it. I thought they said you had cancer. God did it.
God did it.
Yes, he did.
How you get the new house? God did it.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what my prayer. I got another caller. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 313. Error code 313. Your mic is hot. 334.
Yes,
that's Charlotte.
How are you? How you doing today, Pastor?
Oh, that's I call you Charlotte again.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
Hey, how baby, how you doing?
I'm enjoying the program, and I want you to know, before you even ask me, because I'm going to be honest, I'm not tithing the way I should. God has been talking to me about a few things. I'm going to do things better. I promised him that. And I'm going to come see you, too, because you have been a blessing. And I just want anyone that tuned in from here and there and here and there, tune in more frequently, because for me, you, all of you, have been streams in the desert for me, in my growth, in my getting closer to the Lord. And I just want to encourage people to, you know, to listen, because you have, I've learned a lot, I've grown, you've been teaching, I've learned a lot about prophetic. I plan on definitely getting that prophetic mantle book. I'm just, give me a minute. I'm just trying to get everything together to get what I need to get. But
it's on back order anyway, baby, so you got time.
I know. But I just called you.
Matter is on back order. They just bought every one. They even bought my copy.
I just called you a cool word about a project that I am doing. And everything is great. I thank you for praying over me the last time I called in, just a little dire straits with neighbor, and God has just worked that out. Really, he's worked me out. You know, so many times we get so caught up in what other people are doing to us, but God has to work us out. And as he elevates us, teaches us, we deal with some of the same stuff we've been dealing with before, but we deal with it differently. And I'm just so thankful for that.
And we put too much energy into what other people are doing and not what God is doing. Hallelujah. Put too much energy and time in to what other people are doing to us. Praise the Lamb of God. And we don't look at what God is doing for us. You know, I see in my experiences and what have you, that God counted me worthy to be able to suffer, that he might bless, praise the Lamb of God, and curse some people. I'm serious about it, too. Hallelujah. Serious about it.
Jesus.
I'm serious that God can put you in the way that what you're going through is going to bless some people and it's going to curse some people.
Jesus.
He's always used Israel that way, always used Israel that way, that they might understand and know, hallelujah, that you don't touch God's anoint and you don't do his prophets no harm. But if we as believers never think we are supposed to go through anything, Cynthia, if we're not supposed to go through anything, we're not supposed to have trials, if we're not supposed to, then we will become retarded children, deformed. Our trials and tribulation is our growth experience in faith and trust.
Amen.
And that's how you learn to lean on God, because the situation gets out of your control. Your money can't do nothing about it. You sitting up all night crying can't do nothing about it. Only God can do something about it. Hallelujah. And he forces us sometimes to turn wholeheartedly to him. I got a couple of people I'm counseling now. God is forcing them to turn wholeheartedly to him. And they don't even know it.
That's it.
Calls us into his presence, and he calls us away to be with him, and then we don't press in to where he wants us to be. So God calls some fire to get up under you. Oh, you gonna come in there. You're going to cry out to him, and you're going to get to know God in a new way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got to get with God until when you wake up in the morning, before you can say, acknowledge him with your lips, he's talking to you already.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. There is a relationship. There is a relationship that you'll wake up in the morning and the Lord will say, I was waiting on you to wake up.
Oh,
Jesus.
You'll go in your prayer place and the Lord will tell you, I couldn't wait till you came in here to tell you what I want to tell you.
Oh, Jesus. Thank God.
There is a relationship, people of God.
It's God.
Praise the Lamb of God. But God got to know you trust. God has to know you trust, because he's going to make you get out of that boat.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh.
And he won't let you walk while the water comes.
That's
okay.
It. Trouble.
The water's going to be rolling when you walk in. The wind's going to be blowing. It's going to look like that. How you want me to walk out here on this raging sea? He's going to say, come to me. He's going to say, walk it. Come on.
Come on.
And there's an expectation on your faith.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
For you to rise up and walk on the water.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
My God.
For you to rise up and walk on that water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you got to remember this. There's always somebody watching you walk, and you don't even know it.
That's right. Show right about that.
Remember, the other disciples was watching Peter walk.
Yes, they were.
We don't put no emphasis on that. They was looking at each other and said, he walking on the water.
Yes,
he
sir.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
He got it.
Thank you, God.
Building up their faith.
Yes, yes.
Building
yes,
up faith. God uses you.
Yes, sir.
My God. But people, you got to be able to take something on this journey now, the prophet trying to tell you.
Yes, you do.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're going to fall out and fall apart, praise the Lamb. God ain't going to be able to use you much. You got to be able to go in the lion's den knowing God already in there. You got to be able to get in the fiery furnace knowing that he already has conditioned the air for you. Hallelujah.
You,
and if he don't deliver me, he's still able.
He's still able.
Because he go.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. I'm telling you, people of God, I feel it. I feel it just like, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I feel God moving on behalf of his people in this season. You better watch this 6 months.
This right here,
you better pay attention. Praise the Lamb of God at the movement of God. But you're not going to do it if you're full of foolishness. Hallelujah.
No, you're not.
You got time to stop and pray. You ain't got time to spend with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I shared with you all last week, praise the Lamb of God. I gave you all that recipe to get into that worship place so that you can hear the voice of God. I hope and pray. Press their way in.
Amen.
And got into that worship posture until the voice of the Lord bursts forth on you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just stay there waiting on the Lord. The 95th Psalm. Praise and sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! My goodness gracious. My God. My God. That's one of angels' secrets, people of God. I taught her from a small girl. When you stand up and sing, never sing to the people. Sing to the Lord.
Right.
And his presence will always accompany you. And his presence will always accompany you. If you sing to him from your heart, he will show up.
Yes,
he will. If you preach from your heart for him, he will show up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you pray from your spirit to him and not what people hearing, he will hear you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory.
I'm trying to bless somebody today. Praise God. I'm trying to give somebody a greater relationship with the Father because you need it and you need it desperately. You need it and you need it desperately. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus loves you more than you know. You're special in the eyes of God. You're the apple of his eye. You're the darling of his heart. Hallelujah. But he loved you too much to let you remain in a weak, spoiled state that he does everything for
you. God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And you're not strengthened through it. You're just smiling every day, smile. But I tell you this again, and I've shared this with you before. Now, let me tell you what my keeping power is I know God loves me. And perfect love casts out all fear. That's my security blanket, is his love. Nobody tell me he don't love me.
Amen.
And his perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love. Hallelujah. The question is your love perfect for him? Is it complete? Do you really love him?
Jesus.
And if you really love him and you know he really loves you, then there is no fear. Because if that door closes, there's another one opening.
Yes, God. Amen.
If that door closes, there's another one opening.
Amen.
That's even better.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
My God, my God, my God. Woo! Oh, the Spirit of the Lord came all over me when I said that. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. If they push you down over here, he's going to pick you up right there.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I promise you, people of God, I promise you that Jesus loves you today. But you have to accept his love and love on him with perfect love, with complete love. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And you watch how God move on your behalf. Want him to move on you. Prophet Gerald Saunders, he done dropped again. I'm going.
I'm here.
Are you still with me, Prophet? Prophet, I really want you to pray right now. Right now, even if the show go off, I want you to pray. Praise the Lamb of God for the people of God that's listening to my voice. I want you to pray. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Yes.
For this visitation.
Yes, Lord.
That we prepare ourselves for what God is doing and what God is going to do, and that our hearts don't fail in this season. Hallelujah. Because of the mighty hand of God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And that the blessings and the manifestation of his promise, hallelujah, that they would overtake us. Prophet Gerald Saunders,
yes,
stretch forth your hands, people of God. Look to the Lord while the man of God leads us in prayer. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, our Father. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, at your Father God to forgive us for anything that we have done that offended you. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive us now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask you, Father God, to prepare the people and the men and women of God, the children of God. Prepare our hearts, Lord God, that we can be able to receive your glory and receive your presence, oh God. Whatever you're getting ready to do for us in this season, oh God, give us the strength to hold on, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, give us the willpower to run on and see what the end going to be, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless everyone, oh God, that's under the sound of my voice and the sound of Apostle's voice, oh God. God, we ask you, Father God, to allow them to take this word and allow them to take this prophetic mantle, this prophetic word, oh God, and apply it to their life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, allow them to go help somebody, oh God, to encourage somebody, oh God, to run on and see what the end going to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, prepare the people, oh God, for this great move that you're getting ready to do in this season, oh God. But, Father God, we come to know that you're waving your healing banner. You're waving your banner of blessings over your people, oh God. And for this reason, God, we tell you thank you. God, don't let us be fake and wavering in this season, oh God. But, Lord God, give us the mind to stand strong and stand firm, oh God. For all that we have heard and intake on today, Lord God, God, we ask you, Lord God, to allow us to apply it, oh God, on a day-to-day basis, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we know you can do exceeding abundant above all, more than we can ask or ever think, oh God. And God, we thank you. God, we thank you for protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, we ask you to allow us to position ourselves for the coming of your Son. God, we ask you right now, oh God, to prepare our hearts and prepare our minds for the overflow, oh God. But Father God, you know, God, we understand, God, that you're getting ready to pour out your abundance of blessings upon us, oh God. And God, we ask you to help us to be good stewards over there, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, make us willing, oh God, to sow seeds into the ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us continue to be a blessing to our apostle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, good for your glory. Bless right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, encourage us to get to discourage. In the name of Jesus, you are defeated right now. You are a loser. You are defeated right now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we bruise your head, we are healed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we travel over your kingdom right now. In the name of Jesus, we free all the hostages right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, do it for your glory, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hear the word, oh God. Let the word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God. Our Lord, our Redeemer, oh God. We know you as a burden bearer, oh God. God, look and have mercy today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, oh God. Bless our apostle in a mighty way. Take them to, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Restore back to him virtue people, oh God, that he has poured out to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the bereaved families everywhere. God, in the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless this show like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do the glory of God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, lift up every bow of our head. Help us to continue to look unto the hills, for which cometh our help, knowing that all our help is coming from the Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we come to know, oh God, delay don't mean denied. And God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you for the outpouring of your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, do it for your glory. Manifest yourself, oh God. Continue to use us in a mighty special way, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we don't want to rush out. But God, we want to be woe out in you, oh God. Woe out in your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Help us to pull our loved ones out of the muck and mire, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to walk up softly before you. Help us to continue to walk up holy before you. In the name of Jesus. And for this reason, God, we come to tell you thank you. We thank you for every blessing, oh God. We thank you for every test, oh God. We thank you for every trial, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Because we come to know, oh God, for what's to come is better than what's been. We thank you right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, for enlarging our territories. We thank you, oh God. We bless you now, God. We clap our hands and tell you thank you. We clap our hands and tell you thank you. In the name of Jesus, we open up our mouth and tell you thank you. In the name of Jesus. Name above every name, that healing, deliverance, oh God, do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, God, we ain't call on Baal, we ain't call on Buddha, but we calling on Jesus Christ, the Lord, our burden bearer, our soul saver. God, do it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, oh God, do it for your glory. Help us, help your people. God, so continue to be humble people, oh God, not puffed up in pride, not being boastful, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. And for this reason, God, we tell you thank you, God. We thank you for your great manifestation, and we thank you for the blessing that's getting ready to come upon us, oh God. Thank you for the visitation, oh God. Come in and sup with us, oh God, for you said it, oh God, in your word. Open up the door of our hearts and you'll come in and sup with us. And we thank you, oh God, for coming in communion with us. We thank for allowing us to walk up in right fellowship with you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we thank you now. We glorify you. We have in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My God, what an awesome, what an awesome show this has been. Praise the Lamb of God. And I praise God for each of you today. Listen, we'll be at the Truth Church this evening. Praise the Lamb of God. Our Bible class will start right at 7:30. Praise the Lamb of God for 1 hour. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Get there about 7 for our Praise the Lamb of God intercessory prayer and praise and worship. And then I will be our 1 hour, praise the Lamb of God, and you're welcome to come there at the Truth Church in Dearborn, right there 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road, praise the Lamb of God, 5 blocks west of Telegraph, praise the Lamb of God, on Ford Road this evening at 7:30. Then also, praise God, don't forget psmintl.org. is the place to go for your books, the water, the oil, all of it is here. Praise the Lamb of God. The only book that's not in stock right now is The Mantle, but the other two books are here to fall on your knees. Praise the Lamb of God. And also our book, Other Book on Prayer, praise the call-in burden of intercessory prayer is here also. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And just whatever seed donation, csmintl.org. Let me say thank you to the presbyter of these prophetic voices that's been heard today, and Prophet Pearson, and then, of course, Prophet Daryl Saunders. And then thank you for joining us also, Bertha. Praise God. And our intercessors, all of you that have, oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. I think I was holding Shatwan too long. I'm sorry, Shatwan, praise the Lamb of God. I was really saving you for a special moment than something I wanted to do, but the show went another way. And I believe it was God that did it the way he did it. And it's just good when God does what he does because he does it best. Praise the Lamb. Yeah. Hallelujah. I just love all of you today, and I want you to know that I am excited about your future. I see you in the future. Praise the Lamb of God, and you look so much better. Hallelujah. You're walking in favor. You're walking in victory. My God, you're walking. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I just want God to just bless you, bless you, bless you. I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. I love you all in Jesus' mighty name. Sadness, those days are over.